AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At today's Buffalo Bills team meeting.
When I said that we had a treat in store, it was just, you could see the look on their eye in anticipation of what was probably coming.
Coach Sean McDermott says Bills safety DeMar Hamlin showed up on a video conference screen 4 days after he went into cardiac arrest during a game.
Probably won't be able to do it justice, honestly, with the words. Amazing, touching.
McDermott said Hamlin used a lot of hand gestures, but did say to the team, "Love you guys." Hamlin is breathing on his own at a Cincinnati hospital and able to talk after his breathing tube was removed. Kevin McCarthy flipped more than a dozen colleagues to support him for Speaker of the House. This is the fourth day of voting. The 12th vote did not go McCarthy's way, but North Carolina's Dan Bishop flipped.
Bishop of North Carolina. McCarthy.
McCarthy has not flipped the vote of Florida's Matt Gaetz.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power.
The showdown that has stymied the new Congress came against the backdrop of the second anniversary of the Capitol riot. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his forces to observe a unilateral ceasefire for the Orthodox Church Christmas. Ukrainian and Western officials have scorned the truce as a ploy. No explosions have been heard in Kyiv, and reports of sporadic fighting elsewhere in the country could not be confirmed. The government says employers added a solid 223,000 jobs last month, evidence the economy remains healthy, even as the Federal Reserve is rapidly raising interest rates. Federal officials have appointed a group of experts to examine safety practices at Boeing, including an aerospace engineer whose sister was killed in one of the crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX jets. This is AP News. Despite a strict embargo, Prince Harry's new book is selling before release in Spain.
A woman reads a copy of Prince Harry's book inside a typical Spanish bar. In the ghost-written memoir, Prince Harry says his brother William physically attacked him during a huge argument, one of many startling allegations. The book and its title exposes painful, intimate, and in some cases contested details about the lives of Harry and other members of the royal family. It includes Harry's assertion that he killed around 25 people while serving as an Apache helicopter co-pilot and gunner in 2012 as part of Britain's military campaign against the Taliban. He said he felt neither pride nor shame about his actions, and in the heat of battle, regarded enemy combatants as pieces being removed from a chessboard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.